Picture a man receiving $2,200 every month for years, yet dying with nothing. When Nick Majuli's grandfather passed away in 2019, this harsh reality sparked a question that would reshape how millions think about money. What separates those who build lasting wealth from those who watch it slip away? The answer isn't complicated financial wizardry or lucky stock picks. It's something far simpler and more profound. The philosophy of just keep buying challenges everything we've been told about waiting for the perfect moment, obsessing over market timing, or feeling guilty about spending. Through data analysis spanning nearly a century of market history, a clear pattern emerges. Most people focus on the wrong things at the wrong time, save either too much or too little, and never feel wealthy no matter how much they accumulate. What if the path to financial freedom isn't about deprivation or perfect timing, but about understanding a few fundamental principles and applying them consistently? At 23, I obsessed over investment decisions with only $1,000 in my portfolio while thoughtlessly dropping $100 on nights out, essentially wiping out a year's worth of potential investment returns in one evening. Meanwhile, someone with $10 million invested would lose $1 million from just a 10% market decline, far more than they could save in a year. This contrast reveals something crucial. Your financial stage determines your priorities. Early in your wealth journey, savings dwarf investment returns. With $10,000 invested and $12,000 in annual savings, your contributions have 12 times more impact than portfolio growth. After 30 years of consistent saving, this flips dramatically. With $623,227 accumulated, annual returns, $31,161, exceed your contributions. By retirement, nearly 70% of total wealth comes from investment gains, not savings. Traditional advice, save 20% of income or have 3 times your income saved by 40, assumes stable incomes and equal saving ability. Reality differs sharply. Family income volatility increased 25 to 50% from 1968 to 2005. Federal Reserve data shows the bottom 20% save just 1% of income annually, while the top 20% save 24%. The real question isn't what percentage experts recommend, it's what you can actually save given your unique situation. Despite widespread fears about running out of money, research reveals the opposite. Retirees aren't spending enough. Most retirees' financial assets hold steady or increase over time, typically spending only income from Social Security, pensions, and investments without touching principal. The average retiree leaves behind $296,000 to $315,000 when they die. The biggest lie in personal finance is that cutting spending alone makes you rich. Financial media suggests eliminating daily coffee can create millionaires, ignoring that such calculations require unrealistic 12% returns and decades of discipline. London School of Economics research shows lack of initial wealth, not motivation, keeps people in poverty. While increasing income is harder initially, it offers a more sustainable wealth-building path by unlocking your human capital, the value of your skills, knowledge, and time. 5 primary methods exist. Selling your time offers simplicity but doesn't scale. Selling a skill through platforms like Upwork commands premium prices but still lacks scalability. Teaching online through YouTube or Teachable offers excellent scalability since you create content once that generates income repeatedly. Selling products, especially digital ones, offers tremendous scalability but requires significant upfront investment. Climbing the corporate ladder remains how most millionaires build wealth, like Jerry Richardson, who built his fortune through Hardee's franchises and the Carolina Panthers. Most financial advice creates guilt around spending. Combat this with the 2X rule. Match any splurge purchase with an equal investment in income-producing assets. Want $400 shoes? Invest $400 in stocks simultaneously. This removes psychological guilt while forcing reevaluation. Money increases happiness when spent on experiences, occasional treats, buying time, paying up front, and spending on others, particularly things enhancing autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Debt isn't inherently bad. Context matters. While high credit card interest should be avoided, the credit card puzzle reveals people maintain balances despite having savings because they fear losing future credit access, willingly paying interest to reduce long-term risk. Debt serves two legitimate purposes: reducing risk or generating returns exceeding borrowing costs. Mortgages lock in housing costs while preserving cash reserves. Debt can fund high-return investments like education or businesses. Despite rising college costs, graduates earn substantially more, about $260,000 for men and $180,000 for women over their lifetimes. However, major choice matters enormously. The lifetime gap between early childhood education and petroleum engineering reaches $3.4 million. A simple formula evaluates degree value. Value equals increased lifetime earnings over 2 minus lost earnings. Most programs remain worthwhile even when debt financed. Notably, debt affects health differently by type. High credit card debt correlates with stress and higher blood pressure, while mortgage debt shows no such association. Home ownership carries substantial costs beyond the mortgage. Upfront expenses include down payments, 3.5 to 20%, closing costs, 2 to 5%, and agent commissions, 6%, totaling 5.5 to 31% of the home's value. Ongoing costs include property taxes, maintenance, 1 to 2% annually, insurance, and potentially PMI. Renting's primary cost is long-term uncertainty, no control over future rent increases, and potential displacement. Despite popular belief, housing hasn't been a stellar investment. Nobel laureate Robert Shiller found U.S. housing returned just 0.6% annually, inflation-adjusted, from 1915 to 2015. My grandparents' $28,000 California home, bought in 1972, was worth $230,000 by 2001. But investing their $2,800 monthly mortgage in the S&P 500 would have yielded over $950,000, outperforming their home 4-to-1. However, home ownership offers compelling societal benefits. The U.S. home ownership rate is 65%, rising to 80% for above-median earners. Crucially, ownership determines neighborhoods, schools, and community access. Buy when three conditions align. You'll stay at least 10 years, your life is stable, and you can afford 20% down with debt to income below 43%. Most stock markets rise most of the time, making immediate investment superior to waiting. Despite world wars, depressions, and pandemics, markets consistently trend upward. Warren Buffett noted the Dow rose from 66 to 11,497 during the catastrophic 20th century. Historical data reveals a compelling illusion. Randomly picking any Dow trading day between 1930-2020, there's a 95% chance the market closed lower within 2 days. This creates false confidence in waiting, but lower prices often never materialize. Data overwhelmingly favors lump sum investing over dollar cost averaging. For the S&P 500 from 1997-2020, lump sum investing outperformed by 4% in each rolling 12-month period, winning 76% of the time. Even perfect market timing, investing only at bottoms between all-time highs, generally underperformed regular investing. Over 40-year periods, perfect timing underperformed 70% of the time. Missing bottoms by just 2 months pushed underperformance to 97%. The message is clear: invest as soon and as often as possible. U.S. stocks have beaten cash 98% of the time over 10-year periods since 1926. No matter how wealthy you become, you may never feel rich because we constantly compare ourselves to those who have more. Research shows households above the 50th percentile consistently underestimate their position. Even those at the 90th percentile believe they're only in the 60 to 80th percentile range. This stems from the friendship paradox. Wealthy people are overrepresented in our social networks. Most Americans with median net worth, 93,170, are in the global top 10%, yet don't consider themselves rich. Time is your most valuable asset, the one thing money cannot buy more of. Our lives often fail to meet high expectations, creating a happiness U-curve that bottoms around age 50. Young adults overestimate future life satisfaction by about 10%. Like growth stocks with high expectations that often disappoint, we start life with great hopes. As we age, we lower expectations, becoming like value stocks that deliver pleasant surprises. The rules of just keep buying represent the optimal strategy regardless of when or where you start. In a world obsessed with perfect timing, the most powerful financial truth is embarrassingly simple. Start now, buy consistently, and let time work its magic.